Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Afternoon, everybody. It is a Thursday. Kind of feel like, Austin, like we're in a transitional phase here today. And when I'm speaking about the weather, and I know you're going to dig into this in just a few minutes with the 5-day forecast. But what I'm saying is clouds moving in, rain a threat for the weekend. I know you're all over it. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But right now, let's go ahead and dig into the top three important things you need to know this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, attacks against local homeless people are on the rise in April. Teenage boys knocked a man unconscious. This happened at Pensacola's Graffiti Bridge while capturing the brutal attack on video and then posting it all over social media. PPD Public Information Officer Mike Wood confirming the teens said they thought the man was threatening them, but although there was really no evidence of that in the video to substantiate their false claims, one teen confessed to the beating, saying they were playing the KO game, where criminals knock out an unsuspecting individual with one blow.
My goodness. And Escambia commissioners looking to fund four new fire stations in Escambia County. That's your second of top three stories today. The county may use up to $30 million of local option sales tax dollars to boost fire protection. The plan calls for demolishing two existing buildings and replacing them with new fire stations. The county will also build new stations on Paradise Beach and Kingsfield Road. Today's committee of the whole meeting will focus on discussing the upgrades. Commissioners say the funding vote could come at the next county commission meeting.
Okay, and number three, we now know a little bit more this afternoon about the incident on Tuesday involving two 14-year-old teenagers and a gun at Warrington Prep Academy. Scampi deputies confirming one of the boys took the firearm from his dad's safe, brought it on campus. Another boy tried to hide the firearm from deputies before it was located. The boy accused of bringing the gun on campus was arrested and accused of possession of a firearm at a special event or school, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and disruption of a school function is ongoing this afternoon.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, forensic artists at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children using technology to create updated images of missing children to help solve cold cases. These age-progressed images aim to draw attention and offer hope for finding children who have long been missing, including but not limited to names like Andrea Durham from Fort Walton Beach, Danielle Bell from Cantonment, and Christy Jean Rogers from Crestview.
Well, we were talking about the commission meeting coming up here. Escambia commissioners will continue discussions tonight on a possible MSBU increase, putting Escambia Fire Rescue's budget back under control. Commissioners going to consider two proposals. The first would increase beach homeowners' fire fees, and the second proposal would split the increase evenly across the county. Escambia County Administrator Wes Marino.
Last increase that what we call the mainland has had was about 2015, 2016, and the beach hasn't been increased at all since for about 23 years. I mean, it's been a long time that we've gone out there like that.
Well, either proposal would eliminate the budget transfer and have room for increased staffing and pay increases for firefighters.
And a 24-year-old Milton woman named Megan Williams has been arrested and charged with two counts of aggravated animal cruelty for allegedly abusing two dogs that she was dog-sitting. She's currently held on a $200,000 bond. The dog owner discovered the abuse through home security footage, which Williams later admitted to. The dog sustained injuries, but luckily are alive.
Okay, Escambia Public Schools hosting that in-person teaching hiring event coming up on Saturday. They're going to do it at Washington High School. Full-time teaching positions at all grade levels are available for the 2025-2026 school year. School administrators and staff will be conducting interviews 4:15. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insect today. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Also have some on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway Highway 87. Last major spot is going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue, and maybe some issues on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 79 degrees, low of 71. Going to have a slight chance of thunderstorms this evening that will bleed into your Friday, where the high will be 81 and the low will be 70.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, 416 News Radio 92.3, federal immigration agents and Florida State law enforcement wrapping up a sweep of criminal migrants in the state, netting more than 1,000 arrests. Fox's Eben Brown has more from Miramar, Florida.
Florida law enforcement working with ICE say it took only a week to nab 1,120 wanted criminal migrants in Operation Tidal Wave, something ICE Deputy Director Madison Sheehan says is a great plan.
But also a model that we're able to take to other states to make it a priority that the president has kept to the American people to make sure our communities are safe.
Among those caught are members of gangs like Tren de Aragua and child predators, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
This was impacting not just the southern border and region of Texas or Arizona, but communities all across the country, including in the state of Florida.
In Miramar, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And students across the Sunshine State could benefit from a new partnership. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday the Florida Department of Education and Hope Florida are launching a pilot program. It involves placing a Hope Florida liaison at each school in select districts. They will act as points of contact to provide Hope Florida resources for students, parents, and staff. Those resources include nonprofits and faith-based organizations. DeSantis says he hopes districts throughout Florida will take advantage of the program to help students and families overcome obstacles.
Okay, Austin, today the number of wildfires burning around the state jumping to 107, burning 3,400 acres as drought conditions worsen in Florida. There were 16 active wildfires burning as of this morning. One of the largest fires in the state is the Hearst Hammock Fire. 100 acres in Santa Rosa County is now under control, but it is very slow moving. National Weather Service reports low humidity combined with dry soil and vegetation, especially when combined with gusty winds, are creating an elevated fire danger. Rain chances increasing over the weekend and into next week.
And Rick Scott calling attention to how anti-Semitism is affecting older Jewish people. Senator Scott is chairman of the Senate Committee on Aging, and at a hearing yesterday, he discussed how older Jewish Americans overwhelmingly recognize the increasing threat of anti-Semitism. Scott cites a study last year that found 96% of Jewish Americans over 65 years old recognize anti-Semitism as a problem in the U.S. and says elderly Jewish folks have also faced direct acts of aggression, have been harassed in public and attacked at protests, and even killed.
418 News Radio 92.3. Well, we're talking about senior citizens here, especially in the state of Florida. More than 500,000 people in Florida over the age of 65 suffering from Alzheimer's disease. This is according to the Florida Department of Health, saying the impacts on the state and caregivers absolutely monumental. The current cost of care estimated at $277 billion. That is projected to increase to more than, get this number, $1.1 trillion in 2050. Scambia County, 6,408 adults, or 10% of the 65-plus adult population, suffer from Alzheimer's. The Santa Rosa County numbers, 3,400 adults, or 9.7% of the affected population, is engaged in that battle.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announcing over 1,100 arrests following a statewide immigration crackdown. Operation Tidal Wave was a partnership between ICE and state law enforcement agencies. We've talked about this one. The six-day sweep was the largest of its kind in Florida, and during a news conference earlier today, the governor promised that more is to come.
Okay, Florida's new HALO law, intended to protect law enforcement from harassment, now in effect. The law bans people from being within 25 feet of a police officer, firefighter, paramedic, first responder at the scene of an incident. Those accused can face a misdemeanor charge if they stay after a verbal warning has been given. Florida Smart Justice Alliance officials say the law came from repeated problems with activist citizens described as anti-law enforcement.
All right, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest stories happening around your nation today.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available, Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms.
Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
It's the 25th Annual Crawfish Festival at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, May 2nd through the 4th. Come and enjoy live music from Swampland Revival, Sadie McClendon, Count the Years, Jared McConnell, and many more. Plus, be entertained by the fireworks Saturday night and lots of crawfish all weekend long. And of course, you'll want to visit the local artists along the boardwalk and enjoy the kids' crawfish race as well. It's a festival of fun for the entire family. Visit PensacolaBeachCrawfishFestival.com for more details.
The Big Bamboo!
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, President Trump preparing to give a big commencement address at the University of Alabama later tonight. Fox's Griff Jenkins is reporting, and he's in Tuscaloosa today.
History will be made in that Coleman Coliseum when President Trump comes and gives his first commencement address here, but he will be introduced by legendary coach Nick Saban from Alabama. He did come and visit, if you remember, back in September. He attended the Alabama-Georgia game, the crowd chanting USA, USA. Alabama went on to win that game 41-34, and that sentiment and that excitement for President Trump is still here with some of the students we spoke to about tonight's speech. But not everybody's excited. There are planned protests, some of the students organizing, and we expect former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, along with former Alabama Senator Doug Jones, to lead this Tide Against Trump protest.
And a 50-year-old Soviet probe meant for Venus is expected to crash back to Earth soon. The Cosmos 482 probe was launched back in 1972, but it malfunctioned and has been stuck in Earth's orbit ever since. The dead spacecraft, which is around the size of a car, was built to survive the hottest planet in our solar system and might survive re-entry to Earth. Scientists say the chance it hits a person is about 1 in 10,000. It's on track for re-entry sometime between May 7th and 13th.
Maybe the operative word here is duck.
Yeah, look out.
Look out.
You've been warned.
Absolutely. 424 News Radio 92.3. We are watching your money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
Stocks kicking off the new trading month in the green, but off session highs, and the Dow and S&P 500 notching eight straight sessions of gains as strong quarterly reports from heavyweights Microsoft and Meta pointed to a resilient outlook for the tech sector. Tech was the best performer while healthcare lagged. Shares of Microsoft rose over 7%, driven by an upbeat quarterly growth forecast for its cloud computing business. The jump helped the stock surpass Apple to become the most valuable company in the U.S. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Amazon and Goldman Sachs, the Dow decliners, McDonald's, Amgen, and United Health. The Dow rising 84 points, the Nasdaq up 264, S&P 500 up 35. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, got some very heavy backups on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be if you are traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Also got some on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Last major spot is going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard over in Milton. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 71 tonight, about a 20% chance of thunderstorms this evening. That'll bleed into your Friday, where it will be a high of 81 and a low of 70.
Afternoon, everybody. You are listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. The Secretary of Transportation says the department has come up with new incentives to hire new air traffic controllers and keep the old ones on so they don't retire. Jessica Rosenthal has more on this trending story.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says we are short 3,000 air traffic controllers. So on top of the 30% pay increase already announced earlier this year for ATC, they're now offering a $5,000 bonus to new recruits and additional financial incentives to older controllers to stay on instead of retire.
We have a plan to bring in more military air traffic controllers. I don't want them to go take a different job. I want them to come in and continue the skills that they've learned in the military, continue to use those skills in the civilian airspace.
Duffy says they're on track to hire 2,000 more controllers this year and have cut down the amount of time it takes to start training. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I tell you, these teenagers just can't catch a break. Republican lawmakers planning to introduce legislation that would require age verification on app stores. The App Store Accountability Act would require app stores to verify the ages of all users, signaling the latest congressional push to boost online safety for kids. It's being introduced by Senator Mike Lee and Congressman John James, and it resembles a newly signed law in Lee's home state of Utah that takes effect next week. If passed, the bill would mark a major change into steps app stores will have to take before users can download apps.
Sexual assault reports in the military are down, but not across all branches. Jill Nato has more from Washington.
The Navy, the Air Force, and Marine Corps all saw single-digit increases in the number of sexual assault reports, but the Army saw a 13% decrease. When they're all averaged out, that means the number of assault reports across the military dipped by nearly 4%. Defense Department officials say there were a total of roughly 8,200 such reports in 2024, but that number is too high, and the military needs to do more to prevent assaults. On top of that, the Pentagon's Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office says it's not clear how the Trump administration's budget cuts may impact the effort. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And California's plan to ban gas cars by 2035 may not happen thanks to Congress. A Republican resolution that would repeal an Environmental Protection Agency ruling was approved by a vote of 246 to 164. 35 Democrats joined Republicans in the U.S. House to support the repeal. The EPA approved a waiver for California in December that would make it possible for the state to phase out new gas-powered cars. State leaders say it's necessary to fight climate change.
What a day it was in Washington. President Trump shaking up his national security team. Jared Halpern all over this story from the White House.
Mike Waltz is out as National Security Advisor, but is being nominated by President Trump to serve as ambassador at the UN. The president announced the move in a social media post. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will simultaneously be the interim National Security Advisor. The move follows weeks of pressure on Waltz to step down, following revelations his office accidentally added a journalist to a private text chain about sensitive military operations against the Houthis in Yemen. President Trump was in need of a new nominee to serve at the UN after New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik's nomination was pulled because of the Republican slim majority in the U.S. House. at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu doubling down on his goal of defeating Hamas. According to the Times of Israel, Netanyahu spoke during an Independence Day event in Jerusalem and added that returning hostages held by Hamas is also a very important goal. However, the Hostages and Missing Families Forum said Netanyahu's comments were alarming given the condition of previously released captives.
Okay, St. Christopher is doing their Thursday night concert series this evening. The Crosstown Band appears 6 o'clock on the North 12th Avenue stage. And get ready for the bands on the Blackwater tomorrow evening with Smokey Jones and the $3 Pistols. Curtain rises on the mobile stage at 7. Bring your lawn chair, blankets, and a cooler. No glass containers. Leave the glass at home. Dogs, by the way, are allowed. Just put them on a leash.
News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump shaking up his national security team.
Mike Waltz is out as national security advisor, but is being nominated by President Trump to serve as ambassador at the UN. The president announced the move in a social media post. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will simultaneously be the interim national security advisor.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. New report showing overall sexual assaults are down year over year in the U.S. military, but that's mainly due to the Army branch.
The Navy, the Air Force, and Marine Corps all saw single-digit increases in the number of sexual assault reports, but the Army saw a 13% decrease. When they're all averaged out, that means the number of assault reports across the military dipped by nearly 4%.
Fox's Jill Nato, America's listening to Fox News.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air. And at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
Pensacola Navy Days is presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. May 9th through 11th, join us as we honor the pride and dedication of our military community and Pensacola's military heritage. Start the celebration Friday, May 9th at AC Reed for the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament or at the Black Tie Night at the Museum Gala. Saturday, May 10th, we'll take to the streets for the Pensacola Navy Days 4K race and parade. Then head over to Plaza de Luna for Family Fun Fest. Get the details and tickets at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, first up, attacks against local homeless people are on the rise. In April, teenage boys knocked a man unconscious at Pensacola's Graffiti Bridge while capturing the brutal attack on video and then posting it on social media. PPD Public Information Officer Mike Wood confirmed that the teens said they thought the man was threatening them, although there was no evidence in the video to substantiate those false claims. One teen confessed to the beating, saying that they were playing the KO game, which is where criminals knock out an unsuspecting individual with one blow.
And number two, Escambia commissioners are looking to fund four new fire stations in Escambia County. The county may use up to $30 million of local option sales tax dollars to boost fire protection. Now, the plan calls for demolishing two existing buildings, replacing them with new fire stations. The county will also build new stations on Paradise Beach and Kingsfield Road. Today, Committee of the Whole meeting is focusing on discussing the upgrades. Commissioners say the funding vote could come at the next County Commission meeting.
And your third and final top three story. We now know more this afternoon about the incident on Tuesday involving two 14-year-old teenagers and a gun at Warrington Preparatory Academy. Escambia deputies confirmed the boy took the firearm from his dad's safe and brought it on campus. Another boy tried to hide the firearm from deputies before it was located. The boy accused of bringing the gun on campus was arrested and accused of possession of a firearm at a special event or school, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and disruption of a school function. The investigation is ongoing.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And think about this. The Lakers, whenever they've been a three seed or higher, they have never lost in the first round. Shocking here, because coming into this series, people heavily favored had the Lakers.
There is a first time for everything.
And that's it. Clock will tick. Minnesota is going to win this series and knock out the Lakers, the three seed, 4-1.
On TNT, Western Conference NBA playoffs, the sixth-seeded Timberwolves eliminated the third-seeded Lakers in a first-round series last night in Los Angeles, winning 103-96.
Minnesota closing things out on a 16-8 run. And the Timberwolves getting their 21st win in their last 26 games.
On TNT, Rudy Gobert was Rudy Go Wild in Game 5. The Timberwolves center scored a career playoff best 27 points and career playoff high 24 rebounds. Julius Randle scored 23 for the T-Wolves, who were underdogs last night in L.A., underdogs in the series, but Minnesota won it despite having missed 40 out of 47 three-point tries. Second year in a row, the Lakers got knocked out in the first round. Luka Doncic scored 28 points. LeBron James had 22 in L.A.'s final game of the season. The Timberwolves await the winner of the series between the Warriors and the Rockets. Golden State had a chance to end it last night in Houston, but the Rockets won Game 5, 131-116. Game 6 tomorrow in San Francisco. The Warriors still 1 win from advancing, up 3-2. Stanley Cup playoffs. Washington Capitals into the second round with a 4-1 win over the Canadiens. In Game 5, the Caps will face the Hurricanes next. The reigning Cup champs, the Florida Panthers, took out the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 5, 6-3. Florida awaits the winner of the Toronto-Ottawa series. Winnipeg Jets up 3-2 on the St. Louis Blues after a 5-2 win. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And college basketball coach Rick Pitino will face one of his former teams this upcoming season. The Kentucky Wildcats are set to play Pitino's St. John's Red Storm in the CBS Sports Classic. It comes after UCLA announced it dropped out of the tournament, allowing St. John's to take their spot. Pitino coached the Wildcats for 8 seasons and won a national championship with them in 1996.
438 News Radio 92.3. I want to go back to this Wolves eliminating the Lakers situation.
Please do, because this is pretty big news.
Yeah, this is kind of... Well, let me classify this as kind of crazy, actually. LeBron James has another early playoff exit after the Minnesota Timberwolves beat up on the Lakers on the road 103-96 Wednesday night, round one of the NBA playoffs. It's, I guess, pretty disparaging here that they walk out in the first round. I'm talking about the Lakers.
Don't even come close to winning the series.
This is an important story.
DiVincenzo sets, aims, fires, no. Shoots in, uncovered, untouched, and Jack hammers it in.
Go Bear, man. Wow. He had like 27 points, 24 rebounds. I mean, he was unstoppable, offensively and defensively.
So what's LeBron going to do about this thing?
I was telling you earlier, I think he gives it one more season, full season with Luka, hopes the Western Conference fizzles out a bit. If it doesn't and he doesn't come close to winning, he retires after next season.
All right, men from women's sports, a key priority here. White House senior policy strategist May Mailman. How about that for a name?
That's cool.
May Mailman says that having trans athletes in women's sports is unconstitutional and goes against Title IX.
There were not a lot of sports opportunities for women. Women couldn't have certain majors. They had curfews. And then in comes Title IX, all these opportunities for women. And then Biden takes them all away by basically inventing that Title IX means that men have access to women's sports, women's spaces, women's locker rooms, women's opportunities, women's scholarships.
Mm. And for Game 6 is set to go down tonight in the NHL playoffs. The Toronto Maple Leafs look to eliminate the Senators in Ottawa at 6 p.m. At 6:30, the Minnesota Wild look to force Game 7 when they host the Vegas Golden Knights. Then we got the Dallas Stars attempting to advance to the second round when they play the Colorado Avalanche at 8:30. Last but not least, the Edmonton Oilers will take on the Los Angeles Kings at 9 p.m. The Oilers lead the series 3-2.
All right. Well, we just want to make sure that you remember the Wahoos on their longest road trip of the season, dropping one last night. It was 4-2 against Birmingham. The Wahoos 16-7 of the season. They still sit in the first place in the South Division. Tonight, Pensacola faces the Barons for Game 3 of that 6-game series.
All right. And last but not least, here's your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is a sports machine, Sean Levine, with a sports minute. Yeah, Luka's great. And yeah, that trade a couple of months ago was one of the biggest and most surprising in NBA history. But if we're being honest with ourselves, we all should have seen this coming. Coming into a series against Minnesota, think about it. Who's the best player? It's not Luka. It's not LeBron. It's Anthony Edwards with a bullet. And now the series is over? I'm not even that surprised it just took him 5 games. I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
It's Clean Car Month. Right now, get the Pro-X1 Car Care Collection Wash Kit for just $19.99, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
All right, 4:43, News Radio 92.3. I do hope you're having a great afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate the ride home as well. The maternal death rate is seen on the rise here in the U.S. Tom Graham has more on the story.
After 2 years of decline, the number of U.S. women who died during or shortly after childbirth rose slightly last year. That's according to newly released numbers from the CDC. There were 688 deaths last year. That's up from 669 in 2023. The CDC counts women who died while pregnant, during childbirth, or up to 42 days after in that statistic. Maternal fatalities spiked during the COVID pandemic, with deaths reaching their highest levels in 50 years in 2022 and 2021. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And got a couple of headlines on this. Health officials issuing a red alert at Chicago O'Hare International Airport after a passenger was diagnosed with measles and potentially exposed hundreds of travelers to the virus. The infected adult developed a rash on April 25th, leading to a confirmed diagnosis of measles, and they are currently isolating at home. Another case was identified in the same Illinois county, with the individual seeking treatment at a local hospital on April 28th. Health officials urge anyone who may have been exposed to monitor for symptoms, which include fever, cough, runny nose, and a rash.
Well, okay. President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House where they discussed recent efforts in helping U.S. military veterans. Secretary of Vet Affairs Doug Collins says they've been expanding options for treatments that are affecting different individuals.
We're expanding out options for treatments and others for those that are new. We're experimenting and looking at new counseling ideas, all new drug techniques that we can help with PTSD, TBI, the things that are affecting our veterans right now.
And just a moment ago, I mentioned measles. I said we had a couple of headlines on it. Well, here's the other one. Thousands of baseball fans in North Texas may have been exposed to the measles virus. Health officials in Denton County, which is north of Dallas, reported their first case. The patient visited several locations last month, including Globe Life Field, for a Texas Rangers game. The team says there were nearly 40,000 people in attendance for the game against the LA Dodgers. Contact tracing found that the patient also visited several bars around the ballpark on April 19th.
Those are knucklehead people. Those people are crazy.
They're only knuckleheads if they know they're coming down with something, and then they make the conscious decision, now I'm going to travel.
Don't they understand contamination? The word contamination?
It's pretty rough.
All right. A review of gender dysphoria treatment for children and adolescents has been released by the Trump administration. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
The 400-plus page review released by the Department of Health and Human Services includes sections on evidence, ethical considerations, psychotherapy, and, quote, clinical realities. It says that science and evidence do not support treatment of gender dysphoria in youths. The report is in line with President Trump's executive order to end federal support for medical procedures that alter sex or gender in those 19 and under. And while the agency says it was peer-reviewed, it does not specify who reviewed it. Groups including the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics have affirmed the practice of gender-affirming care. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Afternoon, 4:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together. How bad is it going to get?
Well, looking at the roads here, they're not too bad. Do have several spots of note, though. If you're traveling southbound on Dog Track Road, if you are traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road, we do still have some heavy congestion in that area. Same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And on Pine Forest Road, traveling north. Northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot would probably have to be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather on a local scale, 79 degrees, low of 71. We're going to see some slight chances of thunderstorms this evening that will bleed into your Friday and the weekend. Friday's high is going to be 81, low is going to be 70.
Well, get ready. Not just here in terms of getting prepared for a rainy weekend. A lot of the state, and in fact, a lot of the country, is going to see the wet precip. And we were just looking at some B-roll here. Of course, the Derby's running tomorrow up in Louisville. Yep. They're going to have a mud bath up there. I mean, absolutely. Anyway, here's senior meteorologist Janice Dean with a look at the upcoming forecast.
Another day of strong storms and the potential for flooding over sections of the Plain States, the Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee river valleys today and tomorrow. We could see large hail, damaging winds, isolated tornadoes for a wide swath of the country. Tomorrow, the strong storms will reignite over the southern plains and looks like a wet day Saturday for the 151st Kentucky Derby in Louisville. It also looks like a wet, messy weekend along the East Coast, including the Northeast, as an area of low pressure lingers for several days and brings the chance for showers and heavy rain for the region. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Amazon reporting first quarter earnings today after the closing bell. Earnings per share came in at $1.59, higher than the LSEG estimate of $1.36. Shares are currently falling 3.8% in after-hours trading. Shares of Microsoft spiked 9% today after the software giant issued strong guidance at the closing bell yesterday, in addition to reporting healthy growth of their cloud business. The Chamber of Commerce urging the White House to implement a tariff exclusion to keep the U.S. economy out of a recession. The group asked to lift tariffs on small business importers. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher today with the Dow up 83. The S&P 500 added 35 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 1.5%. U.S. crude oil futures for June up more than 1%, sitting below $59 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
News Radio 92.3, not a bad afternoon. In fact, it's a pretty darn nice day. A lot of sun out there. Temps hovering around the 80-degree mark. If you're heading to the beach, just keep this in mind. Red flags are flying. Rip currents are pretty dangerous along Pensacola Beach. Swim if you're swimming. You know, we came across this earlier in the week, Austin, where they said that the red flags are flying, but you could still swim. And, you know, you and I both said, well, we thought that red flags meant you can't swim. Mm. So my recommendation is swim in protected areas if you're going out there this afternoon, but enjoy yourself. White House is bringing attention to corporate investments in the U.S., as Vice President J.D. Vance delivers remarks at a Nucor steel plant in South Carolina. Here's Peter Ducey at the White House.
Big spending from some of these corporations in the United States could start to be felt. And that is why Vice President Vance is at that South Carolina steel plant.
For decades, Nucor has been an engine of American industry. The products this company and other steelmakers create form the literal foundation of American society.
Kimberly Clark, the company that makes Kleenex, just said they're going to invest more than $2 billion in U.S. production over the next 5 years. That backs up the president's claim that the private sector started heating up after the election. Big theme of the vice president's remarks in South Carolina, keeping U.S. jobs in the U.S. and not in China. They're not really name dropping any other countries as they try to turn the whole world against Beijing.
And Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall filing a lawsuit against TikTok and its parent company ByteDance. In a statement released Tuesday, Marshall accused a Chinese-owned social media platform of exploiting children and addicting them to harmful content, which has fueled a public health crisis among Alabama youth. According to Marshall, the lawsuit also seeks civil penalties under the Deceptive Trade Practices Act. No word on when the lawsuit might go to court.
All right, Visa is looking to AI to help consumers buy things by giving it access to credit cards. Uh-oh. Eben Brown has this story for you.
Users of artificial intelligence already granted access to personal things from photos to emails, texts, and daily schedules. But now Visa is looking to AI to bring consumers a digital agent who can buy things using stored payment card information. It's all part of a mode of artificial intelligence called agentic AI, in which the smart software acts on behalf of its human user, often making informed decisions with little to no oversight. While testing is underway, Visa expects to widely debut its agents next year. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Tesla's chairwoman denying a Wall Street Journal report alleging that board members are looking to find a new replacement for CEO Elon Musk. Robin Denholm called Wednesday's report absolutely false, while Musk also shut down the claim and said on X the report was a deliberately false article. Shares have been sliding for months after he began his work at the Department of Government Efficiency.
Well, Congress's upper chamber has decided to repeal a Biden-era energy rule. Ashley Webster has the details.
The Senate passed a joint resolution to repeal the Biden administration's rule for conservation standards for appliances. Those rules included certification requirements, labeling regulations, enforcement provision, and also covered a multitude of appliances, including not only dishwashers, but central air conditioners, washers, and more. Senator John Husted, the Republican from Ohio who sponsored the resolution, says, you know what? It's common sense. The legislation's going to cut all that red tape. It's going to restore consumer choice and lower costs, most importantly, for hardworking Americans across the country.
All righty, just about 4:52. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some more frivolous notes for you, pop culture-related items, as we get you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey there, homebuyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top. Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's one in five children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together we can knock out hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
4:55, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price is looking at that weather and local traffic together. I'm kind of paranoid to say what's going on, especially weather-wise, but what's going on?
Well, the roads, I'll start us off with that because that's not looking too bad. Do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, also eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. In Pensacola, we got a few spots of note. If you're traveling northbound on Palafox Street, this is going to be passing the intersection with Burgess Road, and it's even worse if you're traveling southbound towards Burgess. Got some heavy congestion there. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and still got some on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound passing Dog Track Road. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 71 tonight. It's going to be about a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Those chances of rain will bleed into Friday and your weekend. Friday's high is going to be 81, low's going to be 70.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, the Academy of Country Music Awards are just around the corner with some just-added special performances. Do you think Brent Lane's performing at this year's? Of course he is.
That would be impressive.
Absolutely, he's going to be there. Michelle Polino has the details.
The 60th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards announced a massive lineup of country stars set to kick off next week's awards with a 12-minute musical marathon celebrating six decades of ACM Songs of the Year featuring Clint Black, Winona Judd, Reba McEntire, Leanne Rimes, Dan and Shay, and Sugarland. The show will also feature collaborations including Jelly Roll and Shaboozy, Rascal Flatts with the Backstreet Boys, and Brooks and Dunn with Cody Johnson. Megan Mulroney will join previously announced performers Alan Jackson, Lainey Wilson, Miranda Lambert, and more. Reba McEntire hosts the 60th Annual ACM Awards on Prime Video next Thursday at 8 Eastern. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the alleged CEO shooter, Luigi Mangione, is at the center of a new musical in San Francisco.
Oh, come on.
The 26-year-old accused of shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan late last year is the subject of the 60-minute musical called Luigi. Creators say the musical will follow his time at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn with real-life cellmates Sam Bankman-Fried and P. Diddy by his side. For anyone who likes comedy and show tunes, they say Luigi will be your new favorite felony.
Okay, and they can put 60 minutes worth of material in this show from this guy.
That's going to be impressive.
That's what I want to know. What are they going to do for 60 minutes?
And what are they going to sing about?
And will they wear the orange prison gear on stage?
I would assume. You're not a prisoner if you don't have a jumpsuit on.
Yeah, you're right. Nominations are in for Broadway's Biggest Night. Michelle Polino follows it up.
Buena Vista Social Club, Death Becomes Her, and Maybe Happy Ending each scored a leading 10 Tony Award nominations as voters spread out across 29 different shows. Operation Mincemeat and Dead Outlaw round out the Best Musical category, while the Best Play race includes English, The Hills of California, John Proctor is the Villain Purpose, and Oh Mary. Hollywood stars made their mark with first-time nominations for George Clooney for Good Night and Good Luck, Bob Odenkirk for Glengarry Glen Ross, and Succession star Sarah Snook for her one-woman picture of Dorian Gray. Wicked star Cynthia Erivo hosts the 78th Annual Tony Awards June 8th. It'll air on CBS and stream on Paramount Plus. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a settlement reached between the city of Chicago and actor Jussie Smollett. The former Empire star was convicted in 2021 for staging a racist and homophobic attack and then lying to police about it. Smollett's conviction was overturned by the Illinois Supreme Court in November. The city of Chicago filed a civil lawsuit in 2019 against the actor, claiming they spent $130,000 on overtime during the initial investigation. A status hearing involving the settlement is set for May 29th in federal court.
All right, Tina Fey taking on an Alan Alda classic. This is pretty interesting. Get ready for it.
Tina Fey and Steve Carell star in the Four Seasons on Netflix, an adaptation of Alan Alda's 1981 big screen romantic comedy. The 8-episode series follows six friends on a weekend getaway who discover one couple is splitting up, completely upending their relationship and changing their friendships forever.
Are you guys happy?
What kind of question is that? Come on.
We sit in the same room, monitoring different screens. We're like coworkers at a nuclear facility.
Faye created the series with 30 Rock producers Lang Fisher and Tracy Wigfield. The show also features Coleman Domingo and Will Forte. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, getting ready to head up to the 5 o'clock hour. Thanks for having us on, Kristen Ryan and Austin Price. Pensacola City Council preparing an initiative called Vision Zero. The goal is to eliminate traffic deaths and serious injuries by 2035. Council members will discuss the policy at next week's meeting. The policy includes all of Pensacola with a focus on downtown. Councilman Casey Jones says the vision primarily affects future roadway designs in the city, whether on new or existing streets. Coming up in 12, we'll have more news and local stories on News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.